Blog Talk Radio.
You just went live.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, when you're up on the mountain, the talk comes so easy. When life's at its best, now it's down in the valley. Trials and temptations, that's where you'll face. The test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God.
Thank you.
draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down, yeah. He'll see that I'm free. You are mine.
Talk a little louder.
I'm doing well.
Say
and
it
you?
Again.
I am doing well.
Say it again.
And you? I am doing
oh, I'm
well.
Doing
and
fine.
You?
I'm doing great tonight. A little technical difficulties, but we're going to iron these things out to find out what's going on wrong.
well, that's okay. I'm sure, you know, everybody has problems now and then, and
oh, yeah,
not a regular problem.
They done fixed their problem. Yeah, I see what's happening now. They done fixed this problem. See, most of the time when I go through this one, I get static, you know, through the line. But, you know, yours will come out good, but I will get static. So they done fixed that problem because I complain about
all right.
You know, getting static.
Yeah.
And so they done fixed it. And see, you never got that through Skype, you know. So they done fixed their problem. Now they got it way. We got to come through them. I got to call them and tell them I still want to go through Skype. I want all both of them. So one of them ain't working, I want the other work. But this does sound real good now.
Okay.
Yeah, they got it.
That's
good,
a good
now.
Thing.
They got it pretty good.
Are we broadcasting?
I don't mind as long as they got, huh?
Are we broadcasting or we're off?
I don't mind as long as they got it up and running right, and I can hear y'all well as you can hear me. But the problem I'm at with Skype, because y'all sound good and y'all can hear each other, but I got static and sometimes I couldn't understand all the words y'all were saying. But I hear you playing in clear.
I can hear you.
Let me test it one more time. Give me my book. Let's test
all
this one more time for let me call let me see if I can get Brown on the phone. What Brown number is? Huh?
Good question. That's a good question. I have to put my glasses on and look into my contacts. We're not live, right?
Yeah, we live. I can cancel the show. I'll cancel the show. Yeah, you live. I got to know how it sounds. Let me call
him.
Okay,
hold on. I'm gonna find DL on there. Hold on 1 second.
Let me and test this thing and see what's going on here, because the system sounds like it's pretty good now.
You want his number?
I got it. 843.
Okay.
844-8422. Now let's test them out to the max and make sure this thing working right.
All right.
Okay, I saw his number come up. I'm gonna put him live as soon as he pop up there.
Now, she won't answer.
Huh?
He's on vacation.
Pastor Brown, can you come on the air for a minute? Let me see what you got going on in Waldorf, South Carolina.
What's going on,
Pastor
Brown? Yes, sir.
Man, I don't know, man. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. They won't let me in through Skype. And I see why now. Law Talk done fixed their system up where you can really operate pretty good. They asked me for ID to get in there, and I give it to them. I couldn't get in. So they done did a switch on me. But right
now, we in there now. We sounding good. We sounding live. How you doing,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, how far are you from your mark, Dr. Mature?
Hey,
I can hear
Brown?
Stuff in the background.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My background? Hello?
Yeah, I can.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Come closer to the mic.
You're kind of breaking up on my end. No, I'm using my.
I can hear
somebody
in your background.
You can't hear them in my background. There's nobody here.
I hear something in the background.
I'm telling you, there's nobody here. There's not a sound here.
There's not a sound there. Now that sounds better right there. Okay,
yeah, nice and quiet here. I don't know what
now
that is.
Now click something again. Hit on the table.
Click something. All right, hold on. How was that?
Yeah, click something. Do it again.
You got that?
No, I didn't get that. Oh, I got that. I got that.
So there's a delay in
there. You turn your bottle and you turn your pick.
All right,
okay.
So what you have is... it appears that there's a 5 or 10 second delay.
Oh, okay. Pastor Brown, Pastor Brown.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Brown.
Yes, sir.
Turn your Bible. Turn the page of your Bible.
You said turn my volume down?
No, just make a noise in the background. Give me a background noise. La, 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 la. Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got it. I had a good program for this evening. I had a good program. I was going to do a program tonight on, I'm so upset about it. I was going to do a program on characteristics of a false prophet, a heretic, or an apostate.
Oh, okay. Man, no wonder we got problems.
Hey, listen.
That's why we got problems.
I'll tell you. You have no idea. You have no idea. I've been working on this thesis, and now a portion of my notes disappeared. I put the thing down, and I stopped working on it to finish some other stuff, and I went back today and punched it up on the computer. The text is all there. I'm working on the 7 mysteries. I've got 3 mysteries almost done. I cannot find the other half of my notes on the book of Ephesians. It's just missing.
Oh.
I'm telling you, the devil beat. Man, he's trying to, every which way. I had the book man was going to come on tonight, and I have a guy called the book man, and he's from San Diego.
I thought you had a roof man coming on. I'm about to say, Doc.
And the book man was, he's got books for anyone who wants to read and learn. He's got to close up. He does gives books to jails, the homeless, the schools. Drop-in centers. I mean, this guy was, I wanted him to come on and tell the people a little bit about him because he's lost his building and he's liquidating, getting out of it. But he got the name the Bookman by delivering books into the prison. When the guy saw him, they said, hey, the Bookman's here. And, I mean, he supplied so many schools and the veterans and Christians. And I went there the other day and I picked up four Strong's Concordances, Young's Analytical, and an Illustrated Dictionary and Concordance of the Bible. I picked up like 4 of these. 5 of them would cost you $100-something anywhere else. You know, I gave him $20. That's all I had on me at the time. But, you know, what a great guy. And I wanted him to come on, and I wanted to surprise him because I met a lady who runs a sober living home, and she knows him personally, and they haven't talked in years. And she was going to call in.
Hey, what?
Yeah, and surprise him.
Wow.
But that's all right. You know, next week's another week.
Next week, another week.
We'll see what the Lord does. Okay, somebody just donated about 100. They donated to me about 100 cassette case covers. You know, the clear, lightweight plastic covers for cassette?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And somebody donated about 100 of those to me. I mean, God's preparing us for something.
Amen.
It's great.
Yes,
he
is.
You know, we had that Tuesday night Bible study. We had the Tuesday night Bible study here, Tuesday night, and there was 3 extra children came, and the kids have been going to school and asking their school teachers to come to the Bible study. And they've been asking and they're asking the children to come to the Bible studies. And the children are reaching what they're learning in Bible. You know, my wife teaches the children, and what they're learning in the children's study, they're bringing home. My wife gave them all Bibles, signed all their names in them, and for Christmas she bought all the kids' Bible covers. And so what's happening is the children are reaching into the homes and stirring up the parents, and now the parents are starting to come around. And so it's really
man,
a good thing.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That ain't God.
Amen. You know, Pastor Shanks down there, Pastor Shanks at Freedom Baptist Church down in Delaware said that one day he had, 20-something or 30 kids showed up, and every one of them had a Bible in their hand. And if they didn't, he delivered a Bible. He gave every kid a Bible. If they didn't have a Bible, he sent them back to get their Bible. But he said that there were so many kids that came, they didn't even have their parents. They walked all the way across town to come to church. Pretty
wow.
amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, God's good. So we're going to have a Christmas
Eve.
Yeah,
we sound good.
We're going to have a Christmas Eve study here. And a little bit we're going to study on what the Lord's Supper is. Remember, it's not the Lord's breakfast. They keep serving it at church. I've been to church and they serve it for breakfast. But we're going to have the Lord's Supper and, you know, a little get-together. Yeah, you know, the Lord's table.
Okay.
So, Brother Brown,
okay.
What's the weather like in South Carolina?
It's chilly. Very chilly, sir. It's been funny. It's been funny, lady. It's been funny up and down.
I had 76 degrees yesterday, and then today it's raining here.
Oh, wow, we're jealous.
Wow.
Don't be jealous. That's Southern California. You know, if we see 10 days of rain out of the year, we did good. They get rain in the mountains, and they'll get rain up in the northern California, but down south here towards Tijuana, you don't see any of that.
I think we got a hookup. It's sounding really
good. All
right,
I'm glad. We'll just, you know, I had called a lot of people. That's why I'm a little, you know, taken back, because I had texted a lot of people and told them, you know, we'll be honest. And then we didn't get on. So maybe we'll pique their interest. There's a reason why the Lord didn't have us on. So we'll be all right.
Well,
he's in control of this thing. Excuse me, brother?
My wife had to station up, but they wouldn't let her in.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
And when I got
her, they wouldn't
let me in.
There's a reason for everything. The Lord has a reason. And, one day we'll know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
We'll all get up there and say, remember December 19th? Although you have it listed, I think you have it on the internet as the 20th. But I could be wrong.
Okay,
Hey, Brother Brown.
Hello?
We lost Brother Brown?
No, I think he's still hanging around somewhere.
Brother Brown? I think he opted out. He had enough of us.
Okay.
All right, brother. I'm going to get about some business I got, and we'll talk to you during the week. I'll send a promo out this weekend, so you'll have something for Monday morning. Hey, put my pictures back up.
I got to get my other computer up. I'm trying to do this off of my laptop.
Yeah.
I got my other computer down. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I
lost my...
The guy fixed it last week, and I bring it home, it won't come up.
It won't come up? I got to send you new pictures? I'll have to email you some new pictures.
I got them in the other computer. See, I'm still learning Windows 7. See, my laptop got Windows 7 in it, and I'm still trying to learn Windows 7. So my son said he's going to help me over the weekend how to do Windows 7.
Me too. I'm learning, so I understand, brother.
Yeah.
All right, so let me run.
Okay,
I
y'all take it easy out there in California.
What's that, brother?
Y'all take it easy out there in California.
Yes, and you too down there in South Carolina. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, the hot spot for Jesus Christ, a stronghold in South Carolina. Amen?
I know that right.
Hey,
all
man,
right.
Brother. I got to go up to Vermont next July.
Oh, perfect individual. I am just a servant that's working to be your mirror who reflects season through every blessing and miracle. Every step that is critical and hardship I'm living through. I ain't supposed to be perfect. I'm called to a purpose. I'm supposed to point the world to the risen savior. At the same time that I direct traffic, be your advocate and show love to my neighbor. But I still have my moments. I know this and I am not focused on living how I'm supposed to be. God didn't work out on the clock, never put in time, so he's not finished with the job that he called me. I am just an object in his project, and his process is something we gotta process. So my progress is ordered by the Most High. Yo, be patient as you're putting in overtime. My God is still working.
Oh, we still live on the air. Listen to some good old gospel music tonight. This is Nathan, one more time, putting somebody on the spot. They said this wasn't going to be a good show. I think it's all right with me. What do you think? Hit me back. Look out. In South Carolina. Listen to that Alabama spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Worthy. somebody know he is.
Worthy.
You ought to just think about it sometime. He's worthy. Every now and then, you ought to let your mind go back to just how good God meant to you. Can I get a witness here? Sometimes, when I could see my way, he made a way, and he's so worthy. I tell him sometimes, you've been my mother when mother was gone. And you are so worthy.
Worthy.
I think about it. Just one lifetime of living you, Jesus, wouldn't be long enough. Oh, yeah. He been good to me. He brought me. He taught me. God ain't never left me. He's just been good to me. Somebody know what I'm singing about here. Have he been good to you? I lift up my hand and I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. Yeah. Is that name that every knee shall bow?
Yeah, he's worthy. Yes, 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 Lord. We're going to play one more song tonight, and this be the last song for tonight. Through all the technical difficulties that we went through tonight, I still think God had a purpose for us to continue to fight through this thing, to get the victory. And I speak victory tonight, that God allowed us to come and play some soul-stirring music to uplift our spirit. And this is going to be the last one for tonight. We'll be back next week at 9 o'clock for Sound Doctrine. And we pray and hope that these airways will stay clean and unruptible, that whatever is going on in the atmosphere not here be corrected. We'll see you here Sunday night, starting at 9 o'clock. And we also be Monday night, Tuesday night. Oh, yeah, we got a lineup this week coming up to the holidays. So thank you for listening. We're going to air this show because I think it's going to be some information on here that would really touch somebody. If it's not the information, well, this song sure going to touch somebody heart, because it sure touched mine. Good night.
Who was the one when I didn't know my name before I was born? He loved me just the same. to decorate the sky. Yeah. Listen.
Nobody but Jesus. Amen. Nobody but Jesus. God got the whole world in his hand. And I say tonight, good night, everybody. The whole world. Thank you. See you next week.